This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Children's Guide to Changing the World. Every once in a while, the New York Times prints a section for children. The alerting tagline is an admonishment for adults to not read the section. What is it about being told not to read something that draws us to it immediately? In this instance, my curiosity was richly rewarded. There was a column entitled, How to Change the World, by Carolyn Paul, drawn from a book she's debuting now. She describes the book, You Are Mighty, A Guide to Change the World, as a guide that lets kids know that civic engagement can start early and that activism is both important and fun. Okay, count me in. She starts with a clever admonition about voting by speaking directly to her audience and saying that only 60% of eligible voters cast a ballot in the 2016 election. She compares the turnout to a party. She calls the vote as disappointing as inviting 10 people to your party and having only 5 arrive, with the 6 staying just long enough to eat your cake. Her first section was about how to make a protest sign, which includes a tip that you can make one on an old t-shirt and can write with cake frosting or glitter. She defends letter writing as boring, but effective according to studies. But where she scores high in my book is in the section headlined, Speak Face to Face, where she speaks truth to power to a generation that increasingly believes that social media and social change are what and what. Paul writes, texting is fun, so is Skype, and soon, holograms. But we're humans, not robots, and ultimately, IRL is still the most effective method around. Talk in person to those who can make the change you want to see. Of course, I had to Google IRL to find out that it's a texting abbreviation for in real life, only proving again my lack of hipness. But the point is inarguable when it comes to building a base for your protest, even if Paul is trying to get our audience to believe that the target of their protest will be accessible enough to engage in real life. The last advice offered for changing the world is walk out. The Parkland students are the benchmark for young people now and for many others as well. She notes that, like many activist tactics, they're most powerful when done in a group. As passionate as you are, if you walk out alone, it's very possible no one will notice. True that. Good advice for changing the world. Let's go do that and have fun. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.